The school district finally has an initial game plan for how it wants to alleviate overcrowding and critical infrastructure needs through the year 2024. Chief Operating Officer for the district, Pete Etchert, presented their strategic blueprint to the Board of Trustees on priorities for new construction.
We should have been building schools for many years to avoid this with all this growth that's coming, and we haven't had any money and bonding capacity through our property tax to do anything about it.
The blueprint proposes constructing 3 new high schools, 3 middle schools, and 2 elementary schools, as well as renovating, expanding, and converting several older facilities. The plan would also consider switching many of the area's elementary schools to year-round multi-track schedules. Etchert estimates the total cost for implementation around $745 million. That's $103 million each year over the next decade. The problem is that the school district only has a current budget of $35 million a year, so it would be up to Washoe County voters or the legislature to make up the shortfall. School Superintendent Tracy Davis says the plan is a step in the right direction.
I believe that it gives us an opportunity to manage growth, not just chase it. We are not just looking at what it looks like for the next 2-3 years, but the decision we will make will impact education in Washoe County School District for decades to come.
The blueprint will next be presented to the Governor's Public Schools Overcrowding and Repair Needs Committee on Friday. That group is charged with coming up with a ballot question to present to voters in next year's election to raise money for fixing schools. The last time Washoe County voters actually approved a school bond was 2002. That bond expired 3 years ago, leaving the district without a way to generate new money to maintain its schools. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.